All right, down to three out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us here on the Roar today. We got a good crowd out here at SDC Heating and Air. Perfectly Imperfect Coffee Company is here. Come on by. Get you a beverage. You'll be glad you did it. I am sipping on a pumpkin spice cold brew right now that will knock your socks off. It'll wet your whistle. Insert your favorite cliche here. Hannah is here along with Ashley, who just showed up at the merch table. So we got all kinds of Tigers for Tatas merchandise for you, as is our normal arrangement.
And Daniel just showed up on the text to give with an $11 donation.
Let's go, Daniel.
So thank you. Okay, a little slow getting started today, but we're getting some momentum. Let's keep that up for the next hour.
You know, it's the same right now at SDC Heating and Air, where folks have really started to come by. You know, it's like the post-lunch rush right here at SDC Heating and Air. If you make a donation today, there's a couple things that you get. We got Domino's Pizza here. You can get Tigers for Tatas merch. If you donate even a dollar, you can be entered into a drawing to win one of the following items: a one-year free plan maintenance for one of your systems, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, a free UV Photomax light valued at $995. That includes installation on an existing HVAC system. And then Dunkin' Donuts goodie basket. So all of those, they're gonna have drawings for those items. And today only at SDC Heating and Air, they've got a special. If you call in and schedule your new plan maintenance and you go ahead and pay today, SDC is donating $105 to the Tigers for Tatas campaign. And finally, with a donation of just $1 to Tigers for Tatas, SDC is going to display a pink flag with your loved one's name on it for breast cancer awareness in their front lawn for the entire month of October. And I said this earlier, I'll say it again, the sight when you come by, especially when you know what those flags mean, it is just unbelievable to come by and see that. It's really, really cool.
And one of the reasons that Estes has always been such a big sponsor and passionate about this is the mother of one of the owners actually had breast cancer, was diagnosed 5 years ago, and is a survivor now. And we love survivors, and that's fantastic. And so they know firsthand that you know, early prevention is the key, or you know, early recognition is the key here. And you know, treatment goes so much better when you catch it early, and you got to have mobile mammography buses and things like that, and you got to take it to the people. And the clinic that is opening October 16th in Greenville, you got to have places like that, so it's, you know, easier for women to get in and out of, and to get that checked out. And if, you know, if they do find something, you found it early.
Before we go to Will Vandenborre in this segment, somebody did text us and say, hey, you know, there's a local connection in the Dodgers organization. Talking about Travis Barbary. You know, Travis reached out to us last week. He listened to the show.
He sent us a text last week. Man, and for the life of me, I can't remember what it was about. It was a great text.
It helped us in the show. We meant to shout him out. But, shout out to Travis. He's done great. Over two decades of work in the Dodgers organization. And I believe he's in AAA right now, manager in AAA, if I remember that right.
Yeah, we Googled him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we Googled him. But he's from Easley. That's right.
That's right. Let's go now to Will Vandenborre, the Clemson Insider. He's at the ClemsonInsider.com. He is at SteelerWill on Twitter. And he is with the Believe Podcast Network as well. He joined us right now as he does each and every Wednesday. What's up, Willie V?
I'm doing good. After hearing that quack, that hurts your heart a little bit, though, doesn't it? Because of what happened last night and maybe the next two nights or one night.
You know, I didn't take it personal what happened last night until it was 8-0. And then I took it personal. 5-0, it was all professional. And 8-0, I started to get personally attacked.
He does take it personal when you or I bring it up, though. I will say that.
Oh, I know. I can see his face getting red through the phone.
My wife literally, it was toward the beginning of the game, and she goes, hey, you're not wearing your red shirt. I was like, I know.
They ripped it.
They're already down. So, you know, it is what it is. Hey, Dabo's press conference yesterday, I've heard lots of different takes across the map. Look, I saw national writer Sean J. Raja today, who basically was like, hey, this might be Dabo trying to reinvent a little bit. What was your take on the tone of Dabo Swinney's press conference yesterday?
You know, I think I got out of it what you guys got out of it, that Dabo was, and I had somebody ask me, like, you know, was Dabo trying to defend his program yesterday? I'm like, no, I don't think he he was necessarily trying to defend his program. I think he was trying to show the difference of the state of your program overall as a whole, the shape it's in, and then what this season is. And this season is a season of its own, as he always says. And as he mentioned, we're not very good right now, right? That was his quote. And he said, you know, we have failed as coaches. And so my tone was Dabo was kind of letting everyone know that, hey, they went back and they didn't just look at the players and the play call and everything. They looked at themselves internally as a coaching staff and said, you know, what's wrong with this team? We got all this talent. We know we do. This is the same team that was a good football team last year that won a conference championship. And we got the same players. And he said that. We got the same players except three guys. And he's like, we're 1-3. You know, it makes no sense. So they had to go back internally as coaches and say, okay, why are they doing these things wrong? Why are guys missing assignments on the offensive line? Why does the quarterback look like he's got the yips? You know, why are your wide receivers dropping passes? Why are they not running crisp routes? Why aren't they run blocking as hard consistently as they did a year ago? You know, all these different things on the defensive side too, trying to answer all those questions. You know, why isn't your All-American defensive end playing like an All-American defensive end? Because he's not, you know, he's just not. And, you know, why are your linebackers overrunning plays and extending themselves? And, you know, what's going on is causing all these things to happen. Well, when you do that, Quark, you got to go to coaching. You got to look at yourself. And you got to say, okay, what are we not doing as coaches? Because we're obviously not delivering the message that needs to be delivered. And I think Ben said it best earlier when I was listening earlier when I was running around town. He said, you can't fix everything at once. You got to take one thing at a time. And I think that's the approach Dabo is taking. And the first thing he's saying is we're going to fix coaching first. And by fixing coaching, that may help fix everything else.
You know, and it's easier, you know, everybody always says in the NFL, you can't fire the players. So even if it is a player issue, you can't fire the players, so you fire the coach. And I'm not saying Dabo's going to fire him, but it is easier on everybody if that's the issue. Now, the problem in that, Willie V, is there's a lot of coaching issues, right? So even if you're talking about fixing one thing, to just say the coaching, like there's 10 position group coaches. There's 10 assistant coaches that have got to coach better. So in your mind, what is the point that you need to see the biggest growth from a coaching standpoint this week?
Just the fundamentals, man. I think you go back to fundamentals. And I remember this isn't the first time, you know, Dabo, yeah, this first time they're 1-3, but this ain't the first time he's had trouble midseason. I remember a couple years ago, they're 4-4. Dabo mentioned, you know, they had to go back to some fundamentals and just do the fundamentals right. And they played Notre Dame that week, and they went out there and they beat a very good Notre Dame team, beat them like a drum, right? And so by coaching, by the things you can get with coaching is you're making sure your guys are doing what they're supposed to, the basic things. You know, when, like for instance, when the quarterback, you know, you're going to read play, you know, make sure your All-American right tackle is not blocking the read guy. You know what I'm saying? It's just simple things of that nature. And we take it as granted as fans and stuff because we don't recognize those things. But coaches do immediately because they know what the call is and what the player is supposed to do on this play. And when you see guys not doing the fundamentally things right, then, okay, that comes back on me as coaching. And so that's something you can fix with a week off. That's something you can get corrected. And then you kind of go from there. If they're doing the fundamentals right, now all of a sudden Garrett Riley feels a little bit more comfortable calling certain plays than he did before, right? Because that's part of the problem. Everybody's like, oh, man, they're not being original on offense. Well, when your offensive linemen are missing assignments and your wide receivers are running wrong routes and your quarterback has the yips, what do you want him to call? You know, you got tight ends rolling in motion and bringing the guy into the box when they're not supposed to, the extra tackler into the box when – you know, at Georgia Tech, like, if you were Garrett Riley, you're probably just sitting there banging your head up against the wall. And so I'm not saying it's all on the players, right? That's why you go to the coach and you figure out, okay, what am I not teaching them? Why are they doing these things? Because this is a veteran team. I shouldn't be having this problem. I should be able to go call whatever I want to. And I think, you know, that's where going back to the fundamentals takes care of some of that. And it starts to begin build confidence for your players, and then it builds confidence in your play callers.
I think it's a great point. Visit Will Vanvoort, the Believe Podcast Network, the ClemsonInsider.com, and @SteelerWill on Twitter. You know, I've said along those lines, and maybe North Carolina is the fertile soil. You know, Dabo said yesterday the soil's fertile in the valley. He said that one at the end of the press conference. That was one of, like, 10 quotes that I wrote down directly from his mouth yesterday. But I think North Carolina's fertile soil to get some yards. I do. What you just said has got me very interested, though, because, to me, people think Garrett Riley is on the hot seat because of his play calling. And based on what Dabo said yesterday and based on my own observations, I disagree. There's guys running open. I think it is the inability to prepare Cade to execute those plays or to get him ready to see what needs to be seen. Are you thinking along those same lines, too, that it is, much like it was with Brandon Streeter, it feels like the inability to consistently equip the quarterback, maybe even more so than just the inability to call the right plays?
Yes, it's the quarterback. It starts there. Now, he's not the only one to blame. We know that, and I just talked about it, you know. But it starts there. If your quarterback is not confident in what he's seeing, and he's not, you're seeing the same thing I'm seeing. I don't have to put on the All-22 to see this. I'm seeing it right on the field on game day, right? If your quarterback is not confident in what he's seeing, and then he's indecisive and he's throwing the ball late, he's putting his receivers at risk, which is what leads to receivers running routes inconsistent, right? They're running lazy routes because they're worried, am I going to get the hospital throw thrown to me? You know, I mean, it kind of like, you know, that's in their head too, right? It works both ways. And so, yes, it starts with the quarterback. They got to get Cade Klubnik fixed. And because if you get him fixed and he starts coming out there and he's slinging it with confidence, then all of a sudden that puts confidence in the wide receivers, that puts confidence in the offensive line, that puts confidence in the entire football team. And so it does start there, and that is part of the problem, you know, when you're right, guys are wide open. So I don't think it's Garrett Riley either from a schematic standpoint. Your quarterback's got to trust what he's seeing and trust and throw the football. And right now I don't know what's going on with Cade, man. I really don't. And, you know, I think somebody read what the scout said or opposing ACC coach said about him, and those things are hitting right at home, man. That's exactly what's wrong with them right now.
All right, time for a couple more Will Vandenborre here on the program. So let me ask you this. Maybe this makes me a crazy person, but I watched Georgia Tech last week and I watched Syracuse last week, and I thought to myself, well, Clemson's not going to the ACC championship, and it's mostly because they're not going to beat those two teams. Like, Syracuse has to lose three, Georgia Tech has to lose three. Willie V, am I crazy to think that's on the table? And I'm not saying Clemson's going to go undefeated, but I'm not crazy to think that the teams that beat Clemson are not just going to breeze through the rest of their schedules, right?
Yeah, I think Georgia Tech, I think they got away with one last week without a doubt because he was offsides and that game was over. And everybody says, oh, Wake Forest just did this. No, Wake Forest did what they had to do. They were leading the game when the guy went offsides. And that game's over right there. Wake Forest beat them. So, you know, that is what it is, you know. And so Georgia Tech got away with one. They literally did. Now, I think they'll lose at least one more. I don't think they'll lose any more than that. So I can't see Clemson get any way getting past them. And so if you're a Clemson fan this week and you have any hope, and I'm not saying there is any, but if you have any hope of getting there, then you need this week, first thing you need to happen is Florida State to beat Miami. Because you play Florida State and you can take care of business there, and you want Miami to at least get one loss on its schedule to get them thinking, right? And so that's the game you if you're pulling for anybody this week, you're pulling for the Seminoles because that can cause a little bit more chaos. You want everybody to start eating everybody in the conference. You saw Virginia do that last week. You want maybe Louisville to beat Virginia this week, even though I know people are going to have a hard time pulling against Tony Elliott because he's such a great story and obviously a Clemson guy and where he's from, but if you want chaos in the ACC, which is what Clemson needs to get back in it, they gotta have Virginia lose, they gotta have Florida State beat Miami, they gotta have a couple other things happen. So it starts this weekend, right? So we'll see, but right now, Kwok, I'm just being objective. I don't see them any path to get there. They're not mathematically out of it yet by no means, but they're getting close. If they lose this week, they're definitely out of it. So
I was going to say the biggest thing that has to happen is they have to win every game remaining, and it's hard to envision that right now.
Objectively, somebody asked me that yesterday. They said, "Will, do you think they could, maybe run the table and get in the college football playoff?" And I'm like, Well, there's a possibility, yeah, if Florida State is ranked high when they come in to Clemson and you beat them, like Ben says, you win out, and then let's say South Carolina gets on a heater like it did around this time last year and upsets some people and gets on a roll, the Gamecocks go into, you know, that game 9-2 or 8-3 or whatever, and they're ranked. Maybe Louisville is ranked at the time you beat them, and you get a win on the road. So you would have two wins over ranked teams on the road plus a win over a good Florida State team at home. Then you could be in the conversation if you run the table. But objectively, do I think that's going to happen? Knowing what I know right now, no. I don't think that's going to happen.
That's 100% right. I think that's very true. Hey, Willie V, great insight this week. Looking forward to much more of that each and every week. Check him out. Check out his great work at ClemsonSider.com. Check him out at the Believe Podcast Network with Alex Dodd and Ask Jalen Will on Twitter. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll talk again soon.
All right, man. Appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you later.
All right. That is Will Vandevoort joining the program here live from SD's Heating and Air. Come by and see us as Hour 3 continues. We've got much more coming to you. Perfectly Imperfect Coffee Company is still here. It's a perfectly imperfect time for coffee at Perfectly Imperfect Coffee Company. That's what I'll go with there. We still have Domino's Pizza. We still have all the Tigers for Tata's merch. Stay with us. Hour 3 continues after this.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Serving delicious meals at a fair price for over 50 years, Wendy's commitment to good done right is unwavering. For decades, they've served up great deals to feed the whole family. And nowadays, they're bringing you breakfast favorites. The pretzel baconator, the biggie bag, and you can't forget the frosty, all available to order in the palm of your hands with the Wendy's app. Doing the right thing in the right way is the Wendy's way. Download the Wendy's app and visit your local store today.
Did you know the IRS is hiring thousands of new revenue officers, leading to more audits and levies? If you have outstanding taxes, these changes could bring added stress and trouble your way. Take action now before things get worse. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve your tax issues before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm today at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Act now and enjoy peace of mind tomorrow.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
Here, hour three of the show at Estes Heating and Air, 2788 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla. A great, great sponsor of the Tigers for Tata's campaign. If you stop by, you get free pizza. You'll see all the Tigers for Tata's merchandise that we have available. You can make a donation in person. You can also, if you donate anything at all, you can enter to win a drawing to win one of the following: a free 1-year free planned maintenance for one HVAC system, free Wi-Fi thermostat, a free UV Photomax light that is valued at almost $1,000 that'll be installed on one of your systems, and a Dunkin' Donuts goodie basket. And that is just today here at Estes Heating and Air. You can also all month long do T4T to 53555, T4T to 53555. Donate any amount that you want to. Our 11th year of the campaign, we suggest you donate at least $11. But, you know, whatever, every little bit helps. And we are almost at $750,000 with our campaign over the 11 years. So it is truly grown, and I think we can hit $1 million within the next 2 years, this year and next.
You know,
I think we can hit that $1 million mark. That'll be exciting, man.
Oh, I agree with you. Look, we could do it this year. I'm not going to sell our people short. We could do it this year, man, with the way that the generosity of the folks here in the audience. I think that certainly is on the table. Hey, before we get Thad in here, let me tell you a little bit about Tiger Sports Shop. 5 decades serving Clemson people in the Clemson community. These are just awesome, awesome folks. That's where you get your Tiger. That's where you get your Clemson athletics gear, that Nike sideline apparel, all the great Clemson stuff. Two locations to serve you: downtown Clemson, Highway 123. Always open at TigerSports.com. We're gonna be in Clemson at Buff City Soap on Friday. Just before or after? Swing on by Tiger Sports.
Well, I have to drive by there on my way home today. So great chance I'll be stopping by today or tomorrow.
There we go.
Or Friday.
Love that.
Or every day.
Or Friday. I was going to say, I mean, you know, there's always something. Hey, you know, when we come to SEC Heating and Air, I never know exactly who's going to come on air with us, and I feel like this is Family Feud, mm-hmm. where they're just like, you know, they call the one family member up and they all cheer. Like, all the family's just standing here and they cheer for the representative to come in and shake hands. Well, Thad's up this year. What's up, Thad? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being here. Tell us a little bit about SDs. Tell us what you guys got going on, how the last year's gone for you.
Honestly, we've been very blessed. Both our locations servicing Easley, Greenville, and here in Oconee County and Walhalla have been very blessed. The Lord has blessed us a lot.
Yeah, you guys, every time we come here, the family atmosphere and a community atmosphere where you guys have, like, everybody here, I'm like, all right, they either know them because they're community members or they're just in the family somehow. But that's one of my favorite things about coming out here is seeing how people rally around you guys. It's just, it's really, really cool.
Paired with that, we obviously my parents began the business. They're here. Both my sisters and I are in the business throughout the upstate, and my brother-in-law is here as well. So,
okay.
Literally from top to bottom.
I love that it is still family here, too. There's a lot of companies that are selling out to bigger, and you just lose that family and that personal touch.
I know my dad was supposed to speak today. He's having a bit of a hoarse voice, but
he sounds like Tom Allen.
He really does. He really does. Give him a microphone.
At the defense.
Throw him out to practice.
He, that's one thing. He's not selling out. I can promise you that. And you know, from top to bottom, we love it. We love the community. We love helping people out. You know, obviously, we're a business. We're here to make money, stay profitable, but also, you know, biggest priority is taking care of the customers and going the extra mile.
You guys are you've made such an impact in this campaign over years, and that's one of the reasons why we love coming out here is because you guys live it, and it's breast cancer has directly impacted your family, and you understand the impact of detection and the impact of treatment and the benefit and the boost of survival and of conquering that. So I know that's a big part of the story of this family and your business.
Yeah, that's one reason we're so dedicated with Tigers for Tatas is that my grandma, my mom's mom, she detected that she had breast cancer, was able to beat it, and still here with us today. And then my wife's grandma, she unfortunately passed away from it. So, but those are all impacting all of us there.
You guys are extending your outreach to people on this. You've got four different things to give away. You've got the pink flags, which I love the pink flags every year, and I know folks have been coming. I've seen people writing some names on that. And then call and schedule the maintenance, pay today, $105 to Tigers for Tatas. So many ways that you guys are investing and making sure that people have an opportunity to sort of activate you guys to pay it forward and start a snowball effect in a way.
For sure. I mean, like I said, it's impacted our family. We think what's going on here is awesome. Early detection is key. And to try and beat it, and, you know, we're willing, like you said, as far as maintenance is, everything like that, you know, we love to pay it forward on that.
You guys are right off 123 in Easley.
Yes, right by the truck farm and across from Legacy Park, the driving range right there, and then here on Blue Ridge Boulevard.
Yep, the first bite of the pizza slice, as I say, it's right here. It's just great. It's great. Everybody knows.
Y'all can use that if you want.
That's right. That's
or
right.
Not.
Or you can stick to the street address, which is great. Thad Estes, thanks very much. Appreciate the time, and best of luck rest of the month, man, and we so appreciate y'all and what y'all are doing.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Very good stuff. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to join us on the phones or on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line.
Can we move on to a different topic here for a moment?
We can, certainly. Certainly we can.
Did you see the – if I say the snitch line, do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I know the snitches get stitches, so okay. I don't even want to know. What is this pertaining to exactly?
Well, okay, the official name is not the snitch line, but that is what it's going to be called. I promise you that. What is the name of the group that runs NIL? It is the
front, NIL Go. Is that what?
Yeah,
it is?
NIL Go. It's run by, I think, Front Office Sports and the College Sports Commission. They have set up an anonymous tip line, Quok, an anonymous tip line for anyone who wants to report dun-dun-dun discrepancies and fraudulent NIL deals, anything that breaks the rules.
Wait, so...
So, number one, I'm hoping when you call this number, the message tells you what the rules actually are, because no one still knows.
Well, I mean, I know that you have to... You have to declare or you have to submit any NIL payment over $600, but how would you possibly know if something illicit is going on there?
Well, I heard this person tell that person, and they told me that, you know, there was funny business going on. I really don't even know what the rule would be. Here's the other thing. Do you know how many people are employed in NIL Go?
Oh, it's going to be an embarrassing low number if they did this. It's going to be an embarrassing low. Five.
That's too many. Four. They have four full-time employees who supposedly review every NIL deal in excess of $600. Folks, that's just not possible.
Okay. Can we take a victory lap for a second? What is the one objection that we had to this? When we're being told, and I think by well-meaning people, I want this to work. I want this to do what it's supposed to do, okay? And we were promised by well-meaning people that also want this to work. When we asked the question, how will they enforce it? Well, they are, is basically what we were told. Is this not a tacit admission that they cannot enforce it when they're opening up a snitch line like this?
It Open Doors says college football players are going to make nearly $2 billion in NIL deals this season. So you have a $2 billion industry and you're employing four people?
Yep.
That's just ludicrous. The breakdown of who is getting this money too is by positions a little bit interesting. Again, these numbers are from Open Doors. Quarterbacks, not surprisingly, draw 18% of the NIL money. Receivers are just a hair over 15%. The bottom of the list shocks me. Running backs are 9.67% of the deal. Running backs are below linebackers, defensive backs, defensive linemen, offensive linemen.
Isn't that reflected in, like, the way the NFL values each position? Isn't running back kind of the least valuable position in the in the NFL?
I don't know. I just would have thought it would be a little higher than that in the college level.
It feels like a lot of times the best player on your offense is a running back, though. Like, that is – there's a lot of teams that I would say your best player on offense is your running back. So, yeah, that is – it's surprising from the standpoint that it feels like that's where the talent is in the college game. But if you're trying to just figure out value in a very loosely defined marketplace, then maybe, you know, having percentages that roughly equate to the NFL is not a horrible way to go.
Yeah, they project that month that is going to go up to $2.4 billion next year, $2.6 billion the year after that. So, you know, it'll slow a little bit or so we think, but there were some other numbers here. I'm trying to find them. There was they still maintain that the majority of athletes are making, you know, like – oh, here it is. This was according to Forbes magazine back at the beginning of the season, that only 0.3% of college football players are making $1 million or more.
Okay.
0.3%. I think in our minds we think it is – you know, every third player.
Right.
Because we do hear about those big numbers. It does feel like that number is probably too low, but that's what Forbes is reporting. But also say that 66.5% of players will earn less than $10,000 a year, and while 7.4% will earn between $50,000 and $99,000. That's the one that I think is just not accurate. Keeping in mind, though, that this is all of college football, so not just Power Four.
Right. Is it all or all FBS?
It does not. It just says football.
Okay, so this is including FCS D2.
I would think it has. Yeah, which is obviously going to bring your number, you know, way way down.
Okay. Because I was going to say, if you got about 1,500 athletes, depending on how many scholarships you're funding, you got about 1,500 athletes in FBS. 0.3% is like 5, right? 1,500, 1%. Yeah. Yeah, it's like 5. So that's definitely too low. But if you're putting all of football in there, I could see where 0.3 feels like it makes a lot of sense.
On the snitch line, What school's most likely to be the first caller?
I was just about to say, it has to be Ohio State, right? It has to be Ohio State.
At some
or
point,
Michigan. It might be Michigan.
Okay. Hello, Michigan. If you call us one more time, we're blocking this number. Do you hear me? Stop calling every day.
I could see Auburn. You know, like
this is where we really are going to miss Steve Spurrier too. Well,
oh yeah,
called the number today. Nothing happened.
Yeah, all lines must have been busy. Sent me straight to voicemail, so I voiced my concerns and made sure that they knew that everybody's not doing what they're supposed to do. Yep, that's a good one. Hey, Jason and Chris are coming to you on the other side. Let me tell you about Arthrex, careers.arthrex.com. These folks know what they're doing. They are creating the orthopedic and surgical tools to help everybody from weekend warriors to professional athletes get back in the game. Thanks very much to Arthrex for not just doing great work, but really investing in our community and making a healthy and a vibrant workplace for all the people involved, for the security personnel, for the people in the cafeteria. I don't even want to look at the text line right now. It's everybody, even the folks working in the factory. If you want to be involved with an elite organization that cares about people, careers.arthrex.com.
Texture said you sound like Barack O'Spurrier.
look, we got a lot of things to fix in the NIL space.
Stop.
We'll see if Barack can do it. Final segment of the program live from SD's Heating and Air. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up with some final thoughts, some hump day headlines right after this, and we'll take these phone calls.
After a week away, Clemson football is back on Saturday as the Tigers travel to Chapel Hill to take on the North Carolina Tar Heels. And we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar, starting at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show, Tiger tailgate show at 9 a.m. with Faxon and crew. Then at noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take you through postgame with the fifth quarter show. All in a day's work on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com, where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV PhotoMax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV PhotoMax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESHeatingAir.com today for more information.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Hey, hon, what's a vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that.
Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Sing my share of broken halos, folding wings that used to fly. They've all gone.
Final segment of the program. Glad to have you with us. You know, I don't think I've ever picked up the wrong headset like that. Just talking into a dead headset, which is amazing. That's terrific. That's what happens at the start of October. By the end of October, we'll be really good at this. We're live at SD's Heating and Air, 2788 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla. We had a great time today, raised a ton of money. I saw a bunch of names in that raffle for the four prizes. You got the one-year free plan maintenance for one system. There's still time to get in on that, by the way. We're not done yet, 15 minutes. Free Wi-Fi thermostat, free UV Photomax light, $995 value. You get it for a donation, potentially, and a Dunkin' Donuts goodie basket also. Listen, the quality of your home's indoor air is important for your health. It's important to have true professionals that you trust, like Estes has. It's important to have them inspect it. And listen, they can take care of the air inside your home, protect your family from all kinds of stuff, mold and viruses and pet dander and everything else. Also, donation of $1 to Tigers for Tatas today. Estes is displaying pink flags with your loved ones' names on it for breast cancer awareness. Those are going in the ground. They'll be in the front lawn all month long. I've said this many times. It is breathtaking when that front lawn is full of pink flags by the end of this month. It's a sobering reminder of the work that we still have to do to raise the money in the Tigers for Tatas campaign to make sure that breast cancer does not take another life. And if you call in today to schedule your new plan maintenance and pay, Estes will donate $105 to Tigers for Tatas. The number, 864-718-7200. That's 864-718-7200. Let's go to the phones. We got Jason in Spartanburg who joins us next. What's up, Jason?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, yes, with sir. The Brian Snitker, how many years did he spend with the Braves organization?
49.
Holy cow. Wow, I didn't realize it was even that many. You know, I don't know if there's been the manager in the history of the game that paid his dues more than him. You know, the guy started years and years and years. He's been in the minor leagues with coaching, and you know, just making it. You know, when you start out as low as he did, and you know, those guys have, you know, don't make a lot of money. The minor league managers, assistant managers, you know, positions like that. But for him to stick it out, just to get to the manager, to make it to the major league as a coach, and even to make a manager is good enough. You know, the guy won a world championship, and you know, that kind of to me that's his legacy, is the dues he paid, and he helped bring the Braves a world championship. Many of those Bobby Cox teams in the 90s and in the parts of the 2000s were better, a lot of them, no question about it. But you know, that team just kind of, despite the few injuries they had, you know, mainly their best player being out, you know, just kind of got hot at the right time. And, you know, the bullpen was unreal and, you know, and got it done. So congrats to him. Just, you know, thank you to him for the years of service he gave the Braves. I know he's still going to be in an advisory role. and don't know what all that means, but thank you to Brian Snitker. What a run he had. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks very much, Jason. Appreciate the phone call. I do think, you know, Ben, you mentioned it several times. You mentioned it several times this year that we were going to come to a time, if there was good closure here, where the frustration that Braves fans have with Brian Snitker, where it would become overarching thanks for the dedication to the franchise and the World Series and all that stuff. But it was hard to do that in the moments of the season where it looked really bleak. And so that was kind of your plea. Every few weeks you would be like, if they would just announce it, then we could properly honor this guy, give him the credit that he's due for his lifetime of service.
Yeah, the last thing that we heard from the Braves, I believe, was about 6 weeks ago, where Anthopoulos said there'd been no conversations. I don't think anybody on the planet believes that. But
right.
That's what he said. Someone on Twitter today, you know, supporting Snitker, and I'm glad. I mean, I appreciate that. I'm glad that there is those that are, but their point was, he deserves better than going out like this, and I agree with that. He would have gotten better if we would have known. It's hard to honor him in a game when it's the day after the game, you know, the week after the games have ended. I would imagine they do something for him next year. But
opening day or the first home game, yeah. There's going to be a plaque. There's going to be all kinds of stuff.
There certainly should be. So, you know, look, I've got no problem in how I feel about Brian Snitker. I appreciate him and everything that he has done for the Braves organization for about as long as I've been alive. At the same time, I do think you need new blood there. I do.
I don't disagree with that at all. Let me tell you about our friends at PhD Weight Loss. If you want to drop 20 pounds by the new year or more, in fact, I would say you're probably going to drop more. This is the first day of October. That means you got 3 months to do that, and you might say, boy, that seems really ambitious. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. So it took me what the equivalent of to the second week of November to drop 24 pounds thanks to PhD Weight Loss. And all I really did was stick to the program. Like, you know, there's a lot of questions like, you know, can you cheat? Can you do all this, whatever? And I would say, you know, you can, you could talk to one of their team members about that. But the reality is, if you want it to work, you stick with it. And if I can stick with the plan, then you can too. And here's the deal. With PhD Weight Loss, this is what they're doing for you. I'm telling you, you are going to love this. Their metabolic reset system is available to you. Plus, they're going to waive your consultation fee. You're going to get 2 extra weeks of the program free. Cover the cost of your food during the program, and you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. For the next 25 callers, you can get involved with this. Call 864-644-1900 now. Mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off. Let's go to Chris in Greenwood, who joins us next on the phones. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good, man. Thanks for getting in.
Thank you so much. I was listening to Davo's press conference, and he blamed the coach. It's the coach's fault, right?
That's what he said. That's right.
Well, he said that
mostly.
Mostly, but he also said that does not excuse and take the blame away from players either.
Well, you can blame the penalties for it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in certain ways you can. You know, when you look at the numbers, though, Chris, Clemson's not been that heavily penalized relative to other teams. I think there are some teams you could say that. South Carolina against Missouri, you could talk about penalties. Clemson's had some bad penalties. I think the one drive that you can chalk up to penalties was, in my opinion, it was two highly questionable roughing the passer calls on that series that led to a touchdown from Syracuse. But I would say that they've had some poorly timed penalties, but in terms of the number of penalties, I don't think it's been that great.
Yeah, or maybe it's probably because of the media hype and stuff. That's what's trying to drag them down.
Well, look, I think there's something to be said for that, Chris. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I would remind people, too, that the media hype was based on what people were being told. I don't think people, you know, after the LSU game, people were saying, you know, why you guys lied to us. Like there was this it was this feeling that we just made everything up, and that simply is not true. Nobody lied.
That's also, if you're blaming people, you cannot blame the media or fans for how this team is doing.
For the way the team is playing and coaching? Yeah.
Now, if there's enough hype indirectly, do players perhaps slack off? You know, they think they've already arrived. I'm sure that happens in some cases. If that's the case, I point to coaching on that again. The coaches got to make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, and it's a tricky song and dance, too, because wasn't Oregon hyped?
Yeah,
wasn't Ohio State hyped?
Isn't this – by now you've seen enough to know this is so much bigger than something as trivial as rat poison or no rat poison or – you know what I mean? It's so much bigger than that.
Yeah, because here's what I would tell you. There's not a single word that anybody said about anybody from January to August that makes you miss a block or a tackle. There's not a single word. Now, it might affect your mindset in those moments, but there is not a direct reflection of that. It is what do you do with that information and the choices that you make that inform how much that impacts things. So, I would keep that in mind. Hey, before we got to go rapid through Hump Day headlines, but I got to tell you about Underdog. One more time. Listen, Underdog, great folks at Underdog. They know how to hook you up. This playoff baseball is in full swing right now. You've got the NFL season in full swing, and there is so much to look forward to. I look forward to playing Underdog every single day. This is an unbelievable opportunity to get on board with Underdog. Right now, download the app, sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus funds or entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/ playing get terms underscore DFS underscore dot HTML for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Can I give you one, Ben Milstead? I got to give you a hump day headline here, okay? I know you've got a couple. In fact, do you have a couple?
I just have one.
Okay.
Do you want it?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know why chimpanzees are crazy? You know why, you know.
What a lead.
Well, you tell your kids, hey, stop acting like a monkey. Stop monkeying around. You know, you say that when they're kind of wild. Chimps are hammered all the time. A new study shows a new study shows that chimps eat between 5% and 10% of their body mass every day in fruit. Fruit contains ethanol. I won't go into all the formulas. Ethanol, enough concentration of ethanol is alcohol. Chimps are hammered all the time. That's what new studies have shown. I want to know how much we spent on that.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
And I can't get my computer to work, but there was they tell you like how many vodka martinis that equates to for every chimp. Let me just say, you don't want a chimp's liver. That's all I'm saying. They are hammered.
I'm going to give you the Bobby Petrino shenanigans timeline tomorrow. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Okay. I think Don Munson sent it. Yeah, Don Munson sent that to me. The Athletic has it. It's Jason Kirk's Substack. I'm going to get to that tomorrow. But I need to give you this one. Florida man.
Oh, Florida man.
My friend Ryan sends me this. I heard Ryan call Mickey's show the other day. It was a good phone call. A man on Florida's Gulf Coast has been charged with animal cruelty after authorities said he killed, cooked, and ate two of his pet peacocks.
Now, mind you,
just from that sentence, we know that he had more than two pet peacocks. So there's more. The 61-year-old man from Hudson, Florida, was arrested last week in a third-degree felony charge of aggravated animal cruelty, according to an affidavit from the Pasco County Sheriff's Office. The man told investigators he had killed the two peacocks because his neighbor kept feeding them. He had written the neighbor a letter telling her he would continue to kill his pet peacocks if she kept feeding them, quote, to prove a point, close quote, according to an affidavit which did not say how many peacocks he kept. The man admitted to killing the bird by cutting the bird's neck out of spite. Vogt told deputies that he would kill all of his pet peacocks upon release to prevent anyone from taking them. This guy is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs right here. Well, don't you dare feed my peacocks or I will kill them. How about that? That's going to do it. Hey, we're leaving you with a hopeful message. Donate to the Tigers for Tatas campaign and forget about the peacocks. Go to tigersfortatas.com for all the information. Walt Deptula has auction items. You know, he's the world's greatest on-air auctioneer. Thanks to the folks at Estes for having us out. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow from Clemson Sock Shop.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar. When